Nimrod built the city and the tower back in the time period of Genesis, chapters 10, 11, and 12 in there, that the tower, according to Sister White, in the Desire of Ages, symbolizes a church, and a city in Bible prophecy symbolizes a political kingdom. From the very outset, Babylon was designed to be a twofold power, political and religious. And as you understand this about the powers of Bible prophecy, you'll see that in modern Babylon, which is the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, all three of those powers have both political and religious aspects. The dragon power at the end of the world, Sister White has a statement where she's clear it's the kings, the governors, and rulers. It's clear the dragon power is symbolizing the 10 kings of Revelation 17. And their political makeup, and those 10 kings being in the world today are the United Nations, and their political makeup is a socialist structure. The United Nations is not a republic. It's not set up in the same political structure as the United States. The United Nations is a socialistic political organization, and it is the dragon power. And it also has a religious aspect to it. Many of the premier leaders of the United Nations also hold positions in New Age organizations around the world, and their religion is the religion that we would call spiritualism or paganism or heathenism. It's the many isms that go to make up basically the worship of Nimrod and his wife. That's one of the three powers of modern Babylon in Revelation 16. Another of the three powers is the beast that we know as Catholicism. Their religious nature, of course, is Catholicism, but their political nature is a monarchy. The Pope is a king. He's the classic kingly power, and so his political nature is not socialistic. It's a monarchy. And in the third power in Revelation 16, the United States, its religion, Protestantism, even when it goes turns away from truth, it still is Protestantism. It's apostate.